as black as a funeral hack, and 3 feet wide across my back, and I weigh 300 pounds, as folks do say. I could not run and I could not walk, so I waddled around like a load of pork. To reduce my weight, I tried in every way. The folks round town would always laugh when I would try to spoon. They called for me a fatted calf and a big blown up balloon. Oh, I grew so fat that my one best gal went and shook me in disgust. Then I said, oh well, now I hope I'll swell and keep a swelling up until I bust. 'Cause no one loves a fat man. Now why ain't I like that man? Night and day, folks always say, you big hippopotamus, you're in my way. My papa and my mama said triplets I should be. But no one loves a fat man, that's why nobody loves me. I got a job one day, you know, as a fat man in a circus show. And I got so rich, I started living high. I got so sick from a drinking gin that my health gave out, and I grew so thin that I lost my job as fat man by and by. I went back home without delay, my gal once more to win. But soon went broke and could not pay for the gin to keep me thin. When my wedding day came around at last and my gal gave me one look, she said, oh Sam, you've deceived your lamb. So you can just consider yourself shook. Oh my goodness, and it don't astonish me in the least, for there was my most intimate friend, Bill Spivins, who done swallowed some lemon seeds, and the folks all predicted that he'd have lemons growing inside of him. By golly, I sure must have swallowed some watermelon seeds, huh? Anyhow, no one loves a fat man. Now why ain't I like that man? Night and day, folks always say, you big hippopotamus, you're in my way. My papa and my mama said triplets I should be. But no one loves a fat man, that's why nobody loves me.